pray for Brother David as he stands before us.
Brother James mentioned that he was glad to see the visitors. I hope he's not referring to me as a visitor. This is home, where God's children are met to worship the true and living God. It's home. It's life. It's refreshing. I declare unto you that I'm not here because you need me. No, but I need you. My mind goes over to a little boy. A little boy named Jeremiah. And I've used and talked about this scripture so many times. And I could hint at it, but I'd rather go to it. My wife and I were riding around up in the mountains not long ago. And there was a big rock out beside a big entrance of obviously a big home. You can't see the home, but it has a big iron gate. And on that rock was written these words. Thus saith the Lord. When man speaks, sometimes we just may get misled, and the man might not even intend to mislead those of God's children. But when God speaks, it's a comfort to an old sinner. Not to a good man, not to those who have all of the righteousness and all of the good works and they've built themselves up, but to a sinner. That's where the comfort comes from God's Word. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. There's something to see when we stand in the way. That of the Spirit of God moving from heart to heart and breast to breast. See and ask for the old paths. The old path is where man does not depend on himself, but God has caused him to depend on, thus saith the Lord. To depend on His Word where it says that He is the author of our faith. The world will tell you that He's the author of our faith. The natural man will tell you that and believe it. But the good news is, the old path is, He's not just the author of our faith, but the finisher of our faith. I love to hear the good news and when we are able to and given an ear to hear the good news. We rejoice when we feel the Spirit of God telling us to stand in the way. And ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein. Now there's some rewards for that. I'm in the 6th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, the 16th verse. And ye, that's God's children again. Shall, I love that word shall. Some people call us hard shells. I believe that really came from calling us the hard shells. Shall, when God says shall, when you and I say it, we may or may not. But when He says shall, it's finished. Ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, isn't that just like the natural man? They is the natural man. Just like us. They said, we will not. We gonna go on over there and get in the new path. Leave this old stuff behind. Brethren, I hope that they never take away from us the joy and the privilege of walking in the old path. Now, what are some of the old paths? Believing that on Resurrection Day, though that body has laid in that ground for thousands and yes, hundreds and thousands of years, though that body was buried at sea, on Resurrection Day, in the power and the love of God, His children will come forth, just as He says. That's something to look forward to. What are some of the old paths? To see the brothers and the sisters get on their knees, wash one another's feet. That's the old path. Another old path is the old Baptist will drive the furthest, hear the least, and go home the most satisfied. That's the old path. The old path is realizing that our only hope is that hope that your God gives to His children, that hope of heaven and immortal glory. When we walk through this rocky road, sometimes it seems hopeless, especially if we'll turn the television on. Sometimes I get so low, I wonder how in the world, but thanks be to God, He still has a people that walk in the old path, that get on their knees and cry out to a merciful God, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And another cry in the old path is to cry out, even in our closet, yes, indeed, and yes, riding down the road, Lord, give this old sinner wisdom. Oh, we can go over to the library and gain so much knowledge, and I'm thankful for the libraries. I'm thankful that my wife takes our grandchildren to the library. But oh, I'm so much rejoicing when I hear that certain sound of the finished work of the true and living God. Think about it just a minute.
I read on a sign not long ago, brothers and sisters, that the Lord wants us to do so and so. Your God does not want or anything. He's not a God begging you.
He's not even the God who chose you, but it's up to you. You know, I've even said, and I must admit, this is the new path now. Let's look at just a little bit of the new path, and I'm going to sit down and get out of the way. The new path is to say, well, Satan chose me, and the Lord Jesus Christ chose me. And I get to decide and cast the deciding vote. No, no, no. When your God chose you before the foundation of the world, it's fixed. That's something to rejoice about. That's something to shout about, to know that His children were chosen before the foundation of the world, though we're all sinners, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But when He hung on that cross, shed His blood for all that He chose before the foundation of the world, it's finished. I'm thankful when He says, they shall be my people. Let's don't get over here in the new path, because if we get in the new path, we'll get in the ditch. Because we'll get to thinking we can help the Lord. My, 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 your God is sovereign. He doesn't need help, but He expects obedience from His children. My daddy expected me to be obedient. And when I wasn't obedient, I was chastened. Thank you. That a daddy would take this little old boy, he'd get his belt off and he'd put stripes on my back, and I'd look up at him and tears would be rolling down his cheeks. Son, I whip you because I love you. Oh, I've been chastened so many times by your God. Sometimes that's the only hope. Knowing that I've been chastened by a sovereign God who chose His people before the foundation of the world. Let us desire to walk in the old path and be obedient to your God, and I hope mine. They said, we will not walk therein. Now some would send those to a burning hell. Not me. There's a lot of God's children that just won't have anything to do with the old paths. But brothers and sisters, and I say brothers and sisters, notice I didn't add kind friends. I believe all that are here, I've seen nobody come in here today that's in ball and chain or at the point of a gun, so there's no need to say brothers and sisters and kind friends. Kind friends may indicate that they may not be brothers and sisters. But I believe all of those that are here today are God's children, you children. Be you 85, 95, or 5, were chosen by Him, by a loving God before the foundation of the world. Let us desire to walk in the old paths. Fare you well in the Lord.